Hi, this is Rob Bagby reporting for Bites by MSDN. Today I've got Brian Noyes with me. Thanks a lot for coming out, Brian.
Absolutely.
Brian, something that people probably don't know about you is you used to be a fighter pilot.
Yeah, actually, I used to fly F-14s in the Navy.
That's amazing.
Previous career.
And now you work with Javal?
Yes, I work with Javal and Michelle and a bunch of us at iDesign.
Which would you consider more dangerous, working with Javal or, you know, fighter pilot?
Well, there were certainly more physical hazards than flying fighters.
Right on. So you've been working with quite a bit with Azure lately.
Yep. Mostly the .NET Service Bus side of things.
Excellent. So what are some key scenarios or some scenarios that your customers have faced that those problems that you've been able to solve with the Service Bus?
I think a lot of people approach the Service Bus and they're not quite sure how it helps them. If you just look at a client connecting to a service, people think about enterprise scenarios and they're like, okay, we've got our data center, we're just going to expose HTTP and we can do that already. It's not that hard to get a client to talk to a service. But what they kind of discount is the fact that first there's a lot of infrastructure they have to put in place. And especially for, you know, smaller companies or a product that they're not quite sure whether it's going to take off or not, investing in that infrastructure, you know, that's kind of where the Windows Azure prospect comes in and is attractive, is that they can just put it out in the cloud and, you know, pay as they go kind of to see how it takes off. But the other aspect is just opening up those ports for someone with a, you know, a data center that's already provisioned and ready to expose things to the outside world. That's not a huge prospect. But when you talk about smaller scale scenarios, that service may be on, you know, home PC or a small business office or something like that. They don't really have the infrastructure to just open ports. They might be able to, but the hazards of doing so to that application can be pretty large.
I think it's kind of interesting. The Service Bus is, you know, arguably the one for large enterprises. It's their easiest jump into Azure.
Right.
You know, a lot of people tend to think of Azure as everything's Azure, everything's not Azure, but it's not like that. There are services that you pick and choose, and the Service Bus kind of gives you that opportunity to, you know, reach back into your network.
Right, and I think, you know, one of the biggest scenarios I see, I do a lot of work with WPF and Silverlight smart client scenarios, and to me that's where the .NET Service Bus really shines, is that, you know, it's like I said, it's not that hard to get a client outside your firewall talking into the application. For larger scale scenarios. What's really, really hard is to talk back to that client. So it forces you into scenarios where you have to do polling from the client to say, do you have anything for me? Do you have anything for me? With the Service Bus, you can very easily set up scenarios where you call back to that client. You have clients talking to clients, you know, out across the internet kind of thing. Because ultimately, none of those are really calling directly into each other. They're all kind of calling out through the cloud. So it's always outbound connections that they need, that pretty much everyone can get an outbound HTTP connection. That's kind of the key point, is that for callback type scenarios, events, those kind of things, the Service Bus has a lot of attraction for those smart client scenarios.
So can you think of just a scenario that, you know, maybe a bunch of businesses might have that they could kind of wrap their arms around to understand where they might take advantage of the Service Bus?
Sure. I think, you know, any kind of distributed client scenario, whether it's, you know, insurance agents in the field or realtors or, you know, technicians for a cable company, a telephone company, something like that, most of those people have some sort of dedicated application they're working with on a PC-based device, and not necessarily even PC, since, you know, the cloud kind of democratizes things and supports multi-platform. But they can have this device out there, and like I said before, it was always call back for information. Now you can actually push real-time information out to those devices, you know, redirect the technician to a new service location, that kind of thing. And it just simplifies the architecture quite a bit to do that kind of thing.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate you coming out here and talking
Certainly.
With us today. And thank you all for watching.